Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Grab
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans. Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah,
let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Dynamite! Welcome, 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 welcome. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, February the 23rd of 2017. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we got a powerful, dynamo message that's filled with dunamis power. And this dunamis power, my brother, this dunamis power, my sister, you can't go down to the local grocery store and pick it up. You can't assimilate it. You can't do no yoga techniques. You can't do no mantras. This dunamis power only comes through one way, hearing. My brothers and my sisters, there's a lot of gurus out here today. There's a lot of reverends, doctors, and bishops. There's a lot of books and tapes. There's a lot of self-help, this, self-help, that. There's a lot of diet programs. There's a lot of medical, pharmacare, biological stuff. You can take psychotropic drugs and plant-based, and you can go out and do sun gazing and stare at the sun. You can become a breatharian. That's a new one there. You can become a breatharian and live off your own breath. No food required. There's a new gimmick and a new gamut, a new scam and a new technique. They come out daily. But I'm going to tell you something that I know works, and I can guarantee it. I put my life on it. That if you do this, I guarantee, more importantly, the universe guarantees. The universe says that the universe honors its own frequency. The universe says that if you match its frequency, it guarantees the results. So I don't know about you. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed. You guys already know that. I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. But I tend to side with the universe, whom you call God, or whatever you want to call it, him, her, whatever. And so when we talk about today's message and the Clarinomics Temple Building Program, again, the offer still stands. Anybody that contacts me, or if you can refer someone, I'll pay you $1,000. So if anybody needs an extra $1,000, hey, just refer somebody to my Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Program, and I'll change their life and pay you $1,000. If you're not already a part of the program, so that way I can identify and remove your limiting beliefs, your core imprint, your negative habit pattern, your fear mechanism, your fear paradigm, that toxic belief system that is unconscious, in order for you to identify it and remove it and replace it with a life-sustaining pattern, you need to be a part of this program or some program that is similar. And so if you email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, that email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, and let me know so I can send you out a copy of the book for free. For what? What's this going to do, Doc? What it's going to do for you? Well, I'm going to break down the miracle of transformation today. Being transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that way you can increase your contributions. See, you can't increase your time. Everybody got the same amount of time. We can't maximize it. We can't increase our time, I should say, but we can maximize our time. Since everybody has the same amount of time, but everybody don't have the same amount of contributions. So since I cannot increase your time, I'm going to teach you how to increase your contribution. And if you can increase your contribution, then you're going to increase your results or your rewards, because your reward in life equals your contribution to life. Let me say that again. Your reward in life equals your contribution to life. Let me say that again. Your reward cannot, will not ever exceed your contributions. That's universal spiritual law. And universal spiritual law says that the word, not a word, the word cannot return void. It cannot return void. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people that is listening to the word coming out of my mouth. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 10. Are y'all strapped in? You got your water. Make sure you squeeze a little lemon in that water, because you're going to need to make sure that your body is completely alkaline today, because we're about to transform some neurons in your brain. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Somebody need to write that down. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, even though we're going to Isaiah 10. Matthew 24:35 says something that you need to write down. It says that this generation will not pass away until these things have happened. That's you and me. 35 says of Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words, my frequency, my vibe, my vibration, my harmonics, my cymatics, my bioacoustics, my theo mathematics, my alphanumerics will not pass away. It is eternal. Let me say that again. These words that I'm speaking today are eternal. They only exist in eternity. That means they're outside of space. They're outside of time. They're outside of mass. They're outside of matter. So if you cannot find someone who speaks with dunamis power, they cannot affect your mass or your matter. They cannot affect the unconscious brain. So make sure that you connect with someone, and better yet, make sure you become authentic so you, my anointed brother, you, my beautiful educated sister, can speak with authority. And you don't have to depend upon nobody outside of you. You can be your own voice, because your sheep, your blood cells, your body, your organs, your liver, your spleen, your spine, your kidneys, your lungs, your heart, your brain will only respond on the unconscious level to your quest. Now, you need to have a quest. A quest is your God-ordained sigil. That's a key. That is your key to your kingdom. No one before you, no one after you have your spiritual quest. Your spiritual quest. Because remember in the original text, it was the Christos, not the Christos. So you've been controlled, my anointed brother. You've been controlled, my beautiful sister. And it's time for you to write your own quest. Nobody got your fingerprint, brother. Nobody got your fingerprint on earth before or after you in the history of histories of histories. No two people on the planet has the same freaking fingerprint. Nor do they have the same spiritual imprint. That is your crest. Now, I'm not talking about the toothpaste. I'm talking about the sigil. Now, a crest is a symbol that recognizes your DNA, or that represents your DNA. Now, this sigil is a sign. And it is designed, or it designs mass or matter when spoken by the king. Only the king has the crest. He develops the crest, which is the symbol that's on the shield. It's the logo. It's on every banner. So every blood cell in your body has a specific imprint that has been replaced by your core implant print. That's the fictitious, the fake, the straw man. And unless you experience dunamis power, you cannot override the core imprint that's on top of your crest. It's sitting upon top of your sigil. And now you must overstand the sigil of Lucifer. Lucifer has a sigil. Christ has a sigil. And you got a sigil. Unfortunately, you don't know yours. That's your authentic voice, that when you speak, the mass or matter takes on that shape, but you can't see it. It's invisible. But them demons can see it. And they know when you fake, because you're not producing your sigil. You don't come in the name of the king. You got the sigil of Lucifer, or some the sigil of some other viceroy, maybe Beelzebub, maybe Asmodeus Leviathan. Maybe you got the sigil of the evil brother, Roman. I don't know whose sigil you got, but you don't got your own. So until you get your own authentic sigil, your own crest, you represent the wrong kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right standing. You're standing in the wrong place, brother. You're standing in the wrong place, sister. You're under the wrong anointing. You're carrying the wrong freaking flag. You're representing the wrong country. You're an ambassador of the wrong place. You're supposed to be an ambassador of Christ or the crest, but you're an ambassador of some other entity. And until you get rid of that entity, my brother, until you get rid of that entity, my sister, you don't have the keys to your own kingdom. Somebody else is sitting in the seat of your soul, and they're oscillating and they're vibrating as you. They manifest themselves through you, but they're not you. So you walk around and you speak, but you have no authority. You have no dunamis power. You have no energy. And since you have no power, Peter we know, Paul we know, but who? Who the beep are you? Nobody recognizes you because you're not coming in the name of the king. You're not representing your kingdom. And so without over, under, and understanding Isaiah 55:10, which says, "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. For you will go out with joy and be led forth with peace." Let me understand. You will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. You will go out with joy and be led forth with peace. You will go out. So why are you pissed off? Can you please tell me why the hell are you pissed off and you're supposed to be going out with joy? You will go out with joy, brother. You will go out with joy, sister. When you are authentic, when you got your crest, when you got the crest toss and you get rid of the crest toss, my brother, then you have dunamis power. Then you speak. And when you speak, you affect mass and matter. Let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. I don't deal with flesh. I don't deal with mass. I don't deal with matter. Those are Luciferian constructs. I only deal with spirit because God is spirit. And those that worship him, those that work for him, they worship him and they work for him in spirit. And so while you dealing with stuff, you should be dealing with spirit. If you are an 8, if you got the life path 8 in any of your numbers, if the number 8 is anywhere in your crest, you need to understand something, brother. You need to understand because you are in a dangerous place right now, because what you're doing is you are prostituting your gift. Because you're casting your pearls among swine. Because you're dealing with mass. And you, brother, you, sister, you're supposed to be dealing with dark ether. So you need to shift your focus from dealing with stuff and start dealing with substance that you can't see. Faith is the substance that you can't see, the evidence of things not seen. That means, especially if you're an 8, you are divine, you have a divine calling. You have the ability to see what I can't. That's the structure of the spirit. But what does that mean in English? Let's go back to John chapter 6, verse 62. John 6, 62 says, "Then what will happen if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?" See, you had a prior existence with the Father. I know you probably don't remember it, but you did. So until you ascend to where you were before, you have no dunamis power. Now remember, my anointed brothers, remember, my beautiful sisters, that you are an implement of Yah. You are a weapon of the spirit realm. You're not supposed to be drugged by the spirit realm, but unfortunately, you have the Christ, and they took your crest. Now, I was talking to a good friend of mine doing a 101, and we was talking about Game of Thrones. I don't know if you ever watched Game of Thrones, but Game of Thrones, all of the different world kingdoms, they all are represented by a crest, is a sigil. And each sigil has an animal. If you look in your Dear Kinnear report, I gave you your crest. It is your animal spirit. Now, maybe you don't understand the impact and the magnitude of your Dear Kinnear report. So, once again, the three books that I've sent everybody that's a part of the Clarinomics Blueprint Program, you're probably asking yourself, Doc, why the hell you send me these books? I already read this book. I already read the book, Diligent. I already read the book, Dare to Be You. And I already know the science of willpower. If you did, you would be teaching the class, not in it. Now, no disrespect. Those same three books you got, I'm reading them too. And I freaking wrote them. See, I don't really know. I teach it, but I don't know it. I'm close. I'm getting there, brother. I'm getting there. But how do I know that I don't know it? Because anything that you want that you don't already have, that means you don't want it. Let me say that again. Anything that you want that you don't already have, that means you don't want it. You're playing church. So everybody listen to the sound of my voice. Stop playing church. Stop playing with God. Stop playing. Because you're playing. Because voice, everything you speak manifests in your life. Therefore, diligence is the ability to make a concrete decision. And you're vacillating back and forth, and you're wondering why your life is not successful. It is because you're not diligent. And I send you the book, and you say, Doc, I got the book already, homie. I read the book. No, you didn't. Well, let me rephrase that. Maybe you read it, but you didn't understand it. So read it again. Why? Faith cometh how? Can somebody please help me? Faith comes how, brother? Faith comes how, sister? Let's read it. Because, again, I don't want to go off my memory because my memory, is not that great. So the Bible says in Romans 10:17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. Now, that word Christ, again, is a Luciferian term. It should be Christ because the Christos was replaced by the Christos replaced Constantine. Now, maybe we don't understand what is the Christian crest. Anybody want to take a stab at that one? Anybody want to have their cookies blown? Let's blow some cookies today. What's a chiro? Now, a chiro or a chiro, what is it? What is the C-H-I-R-O-H? Go to Google. Type it in. Click on images. What you are looking at, brother, what you are looking at, sister, is the chiro. C-H-I-R-H-O. Does anybody want to blow their cookies today? Go to Google and type in C-H-I-R-H-O. Click on images. And what you are looking at is the Christos. Courtesy of your boy, Constantine. Emperor Constantine, who's not a Christian, was a flaming homo sapien. Went out one day and saw a cross in the sky and decided that, you know what, I want to become one of those. And the constellation Lyra, lichen. You know the word lichen is in the Bible? You ever seen the movie or the series about the lichens, the werewolves and lichens, underworld. Where we get the word white and the word wolf. The Bible talks about the wolf. That's why all of the Muslims in the Farrakhan, that's why they don't like white people. Because they looked it up. Now, I'm not saying what it is. I'm just telling you the definition of the word. Now, you can look it up for yourself and come up with your own definition, but what is a lichen, my brother? What is a lichen, my sister? What is the constellation Lyra? L-Y-R-A. See, if you don't speak from a place of knowing and you speak from a place of guessing, you ain't got no authority. No demon and no devil will respect you because you don't respect yourself because you didn't take the time to do the freaking research. But I did. And I recommend anybody that's hanging out with me in 2017, I'm going to give you the research. Now, whether you listen to it or not is a different study for another time. But Constantine understood the power of sigils. And so he created a sigil to replace the crest of Christ. And that's what we got today. We got a drug, but we ain't got the weapon. So I traded in my drugs for a weapon, and now I'm a weapon of Christ. And I'm not drugged by Christ. Now, that's a whole other study for another time, because today's message, we're simply talking about you under over an understanding that the words that I'm speaking right now are changing the neurons in your brain, and they're affecting your DNA. That's why you feel what you feel when you're listening to my shows. Because I speak with dunamis power, and I need to teach you how to speak with dunamis power. So that way, you don't have to pay me. You don't have to listen to me. You can speak to yourself, and you can speak to them dead bones, and you can call those things that are not as though they were. And when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil. You will know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and that all who rise up against you shall fall. You will know that there's no demon on earth, under earth, or above the earth that has no power over you. Because you vibrate on the same frequency as God. And God respects other gods, period. He don't respect peasants. And so it's time for you to take off your grave clothes, brother. It's time for you to take off your grave clothes, sister. It's time for you to walk in your true anointing and your true power and stop listening to these watered-down, jelly-backed preachers who don't know what they're talking about. And it's time for you, my brothers and sisters, to understand Isaiah 55:10. Somebody need to write down that. Somebody need to memorize it so that way you can speak. And when you open your mouth, it creates mass and matter. You program matter with your speech, brother. I got a series that I did back in the day. It's a cookie blower. That series that I did back in the day was called You Are a Incarnation. As a incarnation, you have this ability to do something. You have the ability to do what is called an incantation. And when you do an incantation, you create an incarceration. So right now, you are an incarnation that did unknowingly, at least I did it unknowingly. You guys remember, I told you guys the story yesterday. I was a little kid. Used to get my ass whooped every day. I said, one day, you know what? I'm not taking no more ass whoopings. I'm sorry. I'm done. That day to this, ass whooping ceased. Because I did an incantation. Although it was a bad one, or it wasn't one of my better ones, it still was one. And so if you don't understand Jewish mysticism and the Kabbalah, and how the children of this world are no wiser. They are under the thumb and the control of the children of Lucifer. That is Jewish mysticism and the Kabbalah, which simply means, brothers and sisters, that they understand the power of the language or linguistics and grammaria and grammatus and phantasmagoria and situals and signs and symbols, and you don't. Therefore, you are under the control of another book I got called The Vatican. So you are under the Vatican control. Therefore, you cannot connect with God, which is another book I got called How to Consciously Connect with God, which is based upon another book that I got called How to Know the Voice of God, which is based upon another book that I got called How to Break Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords, which is based upon another book that I got called How to Overcome Negative Habit Patterns, which is part of another book that I got called The Science of Willpower, which is his power, which is based upon another book that I got called You Are a Incarnation That Has Been Manipulated by a Incantation of Lucifer, a.k.a. the luminescence gene that's inside of your body. Now, we have this thing, and you can go to Google right now and type in luminescence ether. Triple dare you. I triple dare you to go to Google and type it in. Or you can buy my book and read it. I've already did the research. But if you like me, I don't believe what nobody says. I got to look it up for myself. Go to Google and look it up. What is luminescence ether? that you're breathing in right now when you do this. What did you just breathe in? Lucifer. So you got two pillows that hold your DNA together, and it's called phosphate. Triple dare you. I triple dare anybody listening to the sound of my voice to go to Google and type in DNA and click on images and look what's holding your DNA together. Lucifer. So until you can speak to Lucifer and tell him, it is written, get thee behind me, Satan. You shall not tempt the Lord thy God. Until you can say that with authority, you cannot access the unconscious realm. You cannot remove your negative habit pattern. You cannot do with the thing that you fear. Because every time you get ready to make a decision, you know in your heart that what you should do, but you can't do it. Because Lucifer is not going to let you do it. Do you think he's going to let you know and grow? You think he's going to let you, like, live and learn? You think he's going to allow you to pause for the calls? Not happening. Why? He owns you lock, stock, and barrel. Because he manipulated you with his incantation. Now, you did it, but he was inside of you, acting as you, getting you to be you. So what does that mean? So that day that I was a little kid and I got so emotional and I was crying and I got so angry and I made that statement. Who you think told me to make the statement, brother? Where did the ideal come from? So you got ideals, they come into your head. Where they come from? The Bible says bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Because every thought that comes into your brain is not sent to you from God. So if God ain't sending those thoughts into your head, where are they coming from? And since you speak those thoughts become things. Thoughts are things. People will ask me all the time, if I ask you, which would you prefer, a gun or the ability to speak, which would you choose? Most people would choose a weapon. I am a weapon, so I don't need a weapon. I'll take on a man with a gun, and I've had when I was a cop. I've talked people down who had guns. I'll take my voice and my brain any day over any weapon and any technology on the earth. See, I am not drugged and used like all these other good Cretans. I am an implement that is a weapon. So until you weaponize yourself, you will be demonized by yourself. Because you're going to look at yourself and you're going to demonize your own flaws instead of weaponizing them. Until your voice becomes a weapon, and I'm not talking about what I'm doing right now, I'm talking about that little voice in your head that's telling you, you ain't shiznits. That voice in your head that said, this Negro yelling in your ear, he don't know what the hell he's talking about. That voice that in your head that said, hey, it's lunchtime. That voice that in your head that says, hey, man, shit, I got stuff to do. I wish this fool would hurry up. That voice. Until you control that voice is in the back of your head that's talking to you while I'm talking, until you control that voice, you are an incantation of Lucifer's careful manipulation. Now, let me make sure that you understand, because I need to make sure that you understand the Greek word dunamis. See, I speak with dunamis power. I used to, 3 months ago, I didn't speak like this. Go back and listen to some of my old shows. It's difficult. I used to apologize for being me. Now I don't apologize for being me. Now I like me. I fell in love with me. I don't like the old me. I didn't like the fact that I wanted to be liked more than I wanted to be me. I'm pissed off that it took me damn near 60 years. 60 freaking years to just like myself. That's a travesty if I've ever seen one. I pray that there's nobody listening to the sound of my voice that is coming from the hole that I climbed out of. It is my prayer, because if you are coming from the deficit that I came from, you need to be a part of my program, because I'm the only one that can help you. See, I used to think that my program, I couldn't understand why everybody is not signed up for my Clarinomics program. And then God told me, your program is not for everybody because everybody did not come from where you came from. Most people can't even relate to you. Most people have no clue what it's like to be in hell on earth. Most people they think they're thugs. They think they came from hard times. And then I talk to them and they talk about their experiences. And they tell me that they had a flat tire when they was 14 on a dark road. And they had to change the flat tire by themselves. And they suffer from traumatic, you know, they got night terrors now. No disrespect, man, but come on. So you mean to tell me that's your smoking gun? So you ain't never looked at no demon in the face, and you ain't seen no two little beady red eyes staring at you in the middle of the night. You ain't seen no shadow people. You haven't been overcome. You mean to tell me you haven't woke up and you can't move, that you was totally paralyzed and something is freaking sitting on your chest that you can't see, smell, taste, or touch, but you know it's there? You mean to tell me you ain't been overcome with so much fear in your life that you defecated on yourself and you urinated on yourself? You mean to tell me that the biggest thing, the most adversity that you've had in your freaking life, is you have to change the flat tire? Pardon me for being a little, you know, irate. So my program is not for everybody, I understand. My program is for people who've seen some shiznits, who've been in some stuff, who've been in the belly of the whale. My program is for people who've been in the lion's den. My program is for people who've been thrown in the fiery furnace, and there was skin, they put you in there, and you didn't burn. In fact, you came out, you didn't even smell like smoke. That's what my program is for. My program is for people who stood the test and been broke, busted, and disgusted, and you sick and tired of being broke, busted, and disgusted. That's who my program is for. See, before I didn't understand that. I didn't understand my voice. I wanted to be liked. I wanted everybody to love me, man. So I wasn't gonna speak my true, authentic self. I wasn't gonna come with both barrels blazing. I was just gonna play patty cake like everybody else. I wanna put on me a nice suit and I wanna sing Kumbaya and, you know, like everybody. I didn't want to get down and dirty. So I didn't have no power, and the demons didn't respect me. Guess what, sisters? The dynamite is here. I found my crest. I understand my situation. I found my logos. I found my logia, L-O-G-I-A. When you find the logia, something comes out of your mouth. And when it goes out, it does something. Deuces fruit. And it's funny because now you see through the non-fruit producers and you see the fear in their eyes. See, people don't call me no more. They don't email me or text me no more like they used to. Don't get too many challenges anymore. Speech changed. Them little entities inside of them know. So Isaiah 55:10 in the New Living Translation says this. Please digest this. Let's go back to 9. Let's read 9, 10, and 11 of Isaiah. So Isaiah 55:9 says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Heavenly Father, the one whose thoughts are not on this plane, the one whose dwelling place is higher than the earth, write a new neural pathway in the brain of the listeners that's listening to my voice. Activate the phantom DNA that's lying dormant inside of their bodies. Turn to a new page in the book of life. Activate the receptors on the surface of their blood cells that's lying dormant. Stimulate the pineal gland and the pituitary gland to produce colostrum so it can flow down the lane of Mercury. I thank you for this opportunity to express, expose, and expand your frequency to your people. In that name that encompasses the entire word that no man knows. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah 55 verse 9 in the New Living Translation says this. Isaiah 55:9 says, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Until you can lift your ways and your thoughts higher, not physically, vibrationally, until you can vibrate on a level that intonation is carried by your words, you don't have your own body is not going to respond to you. Your own blood cells, your own organs in your body are rejecting you because they know you are not real. They know you fake. That's crazy. So you mean to tell me my own body is rejecting me? Let me tell you about Smith Wigglesworth. Smith Wigglesworth had a book entitled Ever Increasing Faith. In Smith Wigglesworth's book, Ever Increasing Faith, he talks about how the word is an enabling power. That the word, when it is heard by the physical ear, it has a divine anointing so that the individuals can actually comprehend what they are saying. So in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63, which we've been reading, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So I'm speaking right now, and what I'm saying right now, it is spirit and it is life. It does something, but what does it do? Let's read 4:12 before we go back to Isaiah. Now, I'm jumping around on purpose because your physical brain is like, why this fool jumping around? But your spirit is like, yes, yes, keep jumping, keep jumping. See, your spirit is bypassing your reason and logic brain. It's going directly into the unconscious brain. And the unconscious brain is understanding me. Your unconscious brain is saying, and it's understanding, Hebrews 4:12, my favorite scripture. For the word of God is alive, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, marrow, and it is a discerner of the thought or the thoughts and the intent or the intents of the heart. Five-dimensional. So what I'm saying right now is five-dimensional, brother. What I'm saying right now is five-dimensional, sister. The words that I'm speaking to you, they cut to the heart. It's like a spiritual sword. It's like a spiritual laser. That's why I'm a weapon. I'm a weaponized implement of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Do you understand? This is not a video game. This is real life, brother. When you speak with authority, you become a weapon of the Spirit. Your word is a sword, and it slices and dices. You have the ability to divide soul, spirit, joint, and marrow, and thoughts and the intents of the heart. That means, my brothers and sisters, that you can take this word, which has this dunamis power to stimulate life. I don't know if you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. See, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up. That's John 6:44. Now, Jesus said, the things I do, you shall do, and even greater things. That's why I have no problem taking out every time I see the word Jesus, I take out his name and I put in my name. Now, I don't recommend you doing that because I don't know if you're at that level yet. But one day, you're going to stop praying to God and you're going to start praying as God. Not today, but one day. One day, you're going to recognize your true calling. One day, not today, but one day. One day, you're going to take hold of the instructions. And one day, just as the Father raised up the dead and gives them life, so also you, because you're the Son, shall, according to the Bible says that you are a son. The Bible says you are an offspring of God. So when you read John 5:21, one day, not today, but one day, you're going to read John 5:21, one day. And when you read it, you're going to read it like this. You're going to say, just as my Father has raised up the dead and gave them life, so also shall I give life to whom I wish One day, but not today. One day, you're going to take a hold of the instructions, like I said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 13. One day, you're going to take a hold of this word. This word is going to take a hold of you. One day, and you're going to guard it. And then one day, you're going to go and you're going to do what it says, and you're going to go stand in the temple and in the court, and you're going to tell people the full message about this new life. One day, but not today. But one day, Acts 5:20 is going to resonate in your spirit. One day, and you're going to become a minister of a new covenant that it talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. One day, but not today. But one day, my brother, one day, my sister, you're going to be qualified. One day. One day you're going to be qualified as a minister. One day you're going to be qualified to carry this new covenant. One day you're going to activate the neocortex of your brain. One day you're going to take power over the paleocortex of your brain. One day you're going to expose the reptile cortex in your brain that's unconscious, and everything that's hidden inside of the reptile brain will become illuminated, because you're going to take the key of death and the grave. One day, not today, but one day, my brother, one day, my sister, you are not going to be of the letter. One day, you're not going to be interested in letters. One day, letters will have no power over you. One day, letters will mean nothing to you. One day, you're going to read the Bible, and you're not going to have no power. One day, but not today. One day, you're going to understand that God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. You're going to put down your tablet. One day, not today. One day, brother. One day, you're going to put down that tablet. One day, you're going to speak with dunamis power. One day, not today, but one day, you're going to take that letter, but not going to be the letter, because the letter kills, but the spirit gives. One day, you're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. One day, you're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. One day, it may not be today, but one day, you're going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. And when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, it's going to say, and he has qualified you as a minister of this new anointing, this new covenant, this new you. Not the old you, the new man. And that new you, not of the letter. One day, you ain't going to be using no letters. One day, you're going to operate in the spirit, brother. One day, you're going to go and you're going to do a message, and you're going to have no notes. One day, you're going to speak for 5 hours like me, and you ain't going to have a freaking piece of paper nowhere in sight. It's going to come straight off the dome, because you connected with the Father, brother. You connected with the Father, sister. One day, you will have the words of eternal life that it talks about in the John 6, 68. When you speak, your words will cause people to get up and move. One day, but not today. One day, my brother, one day, my sister, when you speak, you will speak with authority. And on that day is the day that you find your crest. On that day is the day that every demon in hell is going to shake and shimmer, because they're going to know, oh, that fool found out who he is. He's going to understand. And then on that day, my brothers and sisters, on that day, you're going to go in peace and enjoy. On that day, you will walk with a newness of life. On that day, you will no longer operate. You will be not of the letter, but of the spirit. You will not be of the letter, but of the spirit. You will not. You will not. You will not use letters. You will only use spirit. One day, not today, but one day, you will use letters, and you will not use letters, but you're going to use the spirit. You're going to walk in the spirit, because then you'll be like God. You're going to vibrate, like I said in Isaiah 55. You're going to come higher, brother. You're going to go higher, sister. Letters will have no power over you. So people are going to walk on up to you, and they're going to say, you ain't shizness. And you're going to look at them, and you're going to do what I do. You're going to go like this. You're going to laugh. Why? They have no power over you. One day somebody's going to tell you, oh, yeah, dude, you're going to get what's yours. You're going to get what you deserve, and you're going to laugh. Why? They have no power over you. One day, not today, but one day. One day, brothers and sisters, you're going to be qualified. One day. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says, as he qualified us as ministers of the new covenant of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. Jesus came that you may have life, and life more abundantly. You got fools walking around here preaching death, and they're using letters. Now, you can sit under them fools if you want to, and may God have mercy on that little soul that you got left. But one day, not today, one day you're going to take your soul, and you're going to take it from the Reverend Dr. Bishop, and you're going to put it under your crest, and under your anointing, and under your power, and you are going to call those things that are not as though they were. And you're going to depend on nobody else. You are going to understand Isaiah 55. And you're going to say, let the wicked forsake his way, and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, you. And he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, 7. And then you're going to read Isaiah 55, 8, which says, for my thoughts are not like your thoughts, nor are my ways not like your ways, declares the Lord. And then you're going to read 55, 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And you're going to read Isaiah 55, 9 again in the New Living Translation, which says, for just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. And you're going to decide, hey, I want those higher thoughts. And you're going to say something like this, Heavenly Father, I may not know who you are as far as your proper name in English. I may not have seen you with my own eyes, touched you with my own hands, smelt you with my own nose, tasted you with my own mouth. But I know that all of this is held together by something and someone. Even science tells me that there is something that holds the universe together. It's called dark ether. Now, maybe you are dark ether, or you are expressing yourself as dark ether, or you are allowing, or you are using dark ether the same way that you said in your word, that you have chosen to use the foolishness of speaking, a.k.a. preaching. So I know that you are not words, but I know that you have chosen to use the foolishness of it. It's foolishness to you. But you're like, well, you know, hey, them fools don't know what they're doing. This is the best system they got. So I'm going to go ahead and use it. I know, Father, that you said in your word you have chosen, you could have chosen anything, but you chose to use the foolishness of preaching to reveal the salve, the ointment, that we can apply that's going to salvage our salvation. You chose that. You could have chosen anything, but you chose that. Since you chose it, I'm going to choose it. So since you chose to use the foolishness of preaching or words to bring about a salvation, if it's good enough for you, God, who that's not on the planet, if this method of speaking, what I'm doing right now, is good enough for you, it's damn sure good enough for me. So I need you to teach me how to use it. I want to become an etymologist. I want to become a wordsmith. I want to understand grammaria, grammatus. Since I prayed that prayer on January 1st of 2009, till this day, I don't see words the way you do. Now, you look at words and you just see words. And I see sigils. I see signs. I see signets. I see seals, S-E-A-L-S, that seals your soul. So when you speak, you incarcerate souls. Speaking, brother, speaking, what I'm doing right now, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That means I could speak words to you that are flesh and they are death. Because life and death is in the power of the tongue. God chose it, so I'm going to use it too. I don't know what you're going to use. This is what I'm going to use. And you can use whatever you want. But I'm going to follow in the footsteps of the big G, because the big G sent the little G, and the little G, his son, said that, hey, I'm not here to do my will. I'm here to do the will of the big G. So by doing the will of the big G, people think the demons respected him as the big G. So he said, hey, when you see me, you've seen the big G, because I represent him. I'm an ambassador of him. So are you. You have the choice today, my brother. You have the choice today, my sister, to say, I want to be a weapon. I no longer want to be a drug. You have the choice. Are you going to be a weapon or you're going to be a drug. Now, anybody that don't already have my series, well, you know, I was going to, I can't incarcerate you guys. I was going to give it to you for free. But anybody that don't have my series on Christos versus Christos, because there may be somebody listening that don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You think that there's just one Jesus. You don't know. Maybe you don't. I don't know. I could be talking to somebody that don't know. You think there's only one. So you need to understand what existed before Constantine. You need to understand what existed before Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You need to understand the true message. So I'll give you my message again for, it normally sells for $100, I give it to you for $50. Or just go to Google and type it in for yourself and do your own research. You need to understand why you don't have power and why I do. And God is not a respecter of person. He gives his power to anybody who wants it. Also, anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice that don't have my series. Now, if you're already part of the Clair Nights program, you just email me. I send it to you for free. You already paid me $5,000, so you good. You can get any of my books at any time. Just let me know. I'll send it to you for free, no cost. All 50 of them if you want them. Now, if you want it in print, you got to pay the shipping, but I'll still send it. Anybody that's a part of my Clair Nights program can get any of my stuff at any time you want for free. Anybody that's not today's message, you need to get this message, and you need to listen to this message. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you haven't heard my message on the difference between Christos and Christos, if you have not heard that message, please email me today, 33.com@gmail.com. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com, so I can send you out the message, Christos, Christos. Also, if you have not heard of my message on incarnation, incantation, incarceration, that message sells for $99. I'll let you have it for $50 as well. Anybody that has not heard the message, because what you're doing, you're using your mouth, and you don't have no idea that you're creating sigils. And you don't know that you're creating those thought forms. And when you stand before God, all those thought forms that you created, you got to answer to. God's going to ask you, why'd you say that? Why'd you create that thought form? And you're going to say, I didn't know I was creating nothing. And you're going to say, ignorance is not an excuse. Depart from me, you work of iniquity. What does that mean? That simply means that every time you speak, you are creating something. You need to know what you're creating. So those two books are audio books. If you do not have them and you're listening to this message, first of all, you need to email me before March the 31st. And you need to tell me, Doc, I want to be a part of the Clairnomics program. If you don't have the money, I'll teach you how to get the money before March the 1st. Just make sure after you get it, you use it for the program. And then once you join the program, you don't need no discount to get these books, because I'm going to send them to you for free. But if you're not a part of the program, and if you believe, if you're lying to, or if you're still under the control of your limiting belief system that makes you feel like, oh, man, I can't pay $5,000. I can't even take advantage of the discount and pay $3,000. If you believe that belief system, then email me and I'll send you the books, those two at least, for 50% off. That would be $100 for both, or $50 for the book on incantation, or $50 for the book on Chris versus Chris, Christ. You understand the difference. Brothers and sisters, we're just scratching the surface. We're out of time. I want to thank everybody. I do. Well, I don't. I got to stop saying that. It's just, that's part of my program. I ain't apologizing for shizness I said today. I'm not apologizing no more. I'm unapologetically me. So I can't apologize for being me. I'm just me. It's the way God wired me. God gave me dunamis power because I'm dealing with dunamis demons. Now, maybe he gave you power to deal with your issues, but I came from a dark place. So, again, the tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. So I came from a very deep place so that I can address very tall issues. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left is also the degree that the pendulum swings to the right. So don't ever apologize for your dirt, because your dirt establishes your height. I've done a lot of bad things, brother, bad things. That's why I'm qualified to do a lot of good things. I need you to understand today that the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. You need to get to the place where you can speak words that have spirit and that give life. Now, maybe it's not today, but that should be in your mission statement. You should make sure that you set your course on a course that says the spirit gives life, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you today, they are spirit and they are life. However, there are some of you who do not believe. John chapter 6, verse 64. And I know, just like it was in Jesus' day, it's the same today. John 6, 64 says this. The New Living Translation says, but some of you do not believe me. For Jesus knew from the beginning which ones don't believe, and he knew who would betray him. 65, then Jesus said, this is why I told you that one of you can come to me, or no one of you can come to me unless the Father has granted it to him. Just like in Jesus' day, I now understand. I didn't. And so I was lowering my prices because I figured if I lowered my prices low enough, everybody would join my program. I didn't know. Some people can't, by law, join my program. I didn't know that my message is not for everybody. I didn't know that. I thought that if, hey, everybody could read my books. I thought everybody could listen to my message. I thought everybody could be a part of Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. I thought everybody could be a part of the Eagles Club. I thought everybody could be a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA for Success program. I thought my message was for everybody. But now I know better. So when you know better, you do better. So now I'm unapologetically me. Now I don't want to be liked. I want to be effective. I know there's a big difference between being liked, stroking the ego. Now I know, just like Jesus says, when he was talking, he says, but some of you do not believe. He already knew, and so do I. And that's okay. Because again, the message is not for everybody. Verse 66, and let's close with this. And this may happen to somebody listening to today's show. John chapter 6, verse 66. This one is easy to remember. Just remember John 6, 6, 6. From that time on, many of his disciples turned their back and no longer accompanied him. See, I felt bad when I lost a lot of my old members. I didn't understand. I was like, man, brother so-and-so been with me for 5 years. I know that brother. Me and him broke bread together. The brother was doing great. The sister was doing great. I don't understand, Father. I felt bad that people who used to be right next to me, people that was part of my program, we planned stuff together. Now they're on Facebook posting crazy stuff. Now they're not my friends. Now they're spreading lies about me. Now they're saying negative stuff. Now they're talking about me behind my back. Still hurts. But now I got understanding. Now I understand the servant is no greater than the master. They did that to Jesus. What the hell makes me think they're not going to do that to me? From that time on, many of his own disciples turned their back on him, and they no longer accompanied him. Brothers and sisters, at this point, many of your family and friends, they're going to turn away, and they're going to no longer walk with you. You better make sure that it is okay. Because notice what Jesus says in the next sentence. I'm going to tell you what Jesus told his disciples. John chapter 6, verse 67. Then Jesus answered the 12, do you want to leave too? A lot of people in my old group, they gone. They're on Facebook talking in code, trying to slander my message. So I'm going to tell you the same thing that Jesus told his 12. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and he asked the question, are you also going to leave? So I'm going to end the message today with the same thing that Jesus ended his message with. Are you also going to leave? Because the words I speak, I'm not apologizing anymore. Because I know that my words cannot and will not return void. They will accomplish that for which they are sent. Because I speak with authority that I got from my Father. Because when I was in the lion's den, my Father showed up. When I was in the belly of the whale, my Father showed up. When I was out in the desert, walking around for 40 years, my Father led me with a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. So I don't know what all these other fools preaching, but what I'm preaching, I got 40 plus years of experience that I know works. So when I speak as one, having authority, because I do. My brothers and my sisters, you can have that authority too. Simply email me and join the program, the Cloud Nine Temple Building Program, so you can find your true, authentic self and start playing church. Now, it's not your fault. We all stumble in the dark until we can see. Please email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. That email address again is masterteacher33.com at gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name, we don't know. I use Yahuwah because, sounds good. But do I really know? So the book of Revelation says that his name is the entire word. So anytime somebody asks you, hey, what's your God? His name, according to Revelation, what is it? I think it's 12:9. His name is the entire word. The entire word of God. So in the name of the entire word of God. In the name of the Son of the entire word of God. And may the Spirit of the entire word of God continue to lead you and guide you into the entire word of God. And may, because that Spirit will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. That Spirit of the entire word of God will only lead you and guide you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in the entire word of God. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pocket. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Matter. You better get your energy in. Huh? Because you're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.